Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning some of the words of the Gaon Yisrael B'Kedosho, the holy Tzaddik HaMekubal HaAvoki, Moreinu HaRav Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. We've had a number of shiurim on Rav Kuk, and I see no reason to stop them. They're so good and he's so good. So this is from the Sefer Shimon HaKvatzin. We've also had on the Ein Hayah a few shiurim. So I'd be curious to hear what my sweetest friends want to hear more. Do you like the Ein Hayah? Do you like the Shemone Kvatzim? How can you not like either of them? But it'd be interesting to get feedback on what's preferred. In any event, this is from the Shemone Kvatzim, as we discussed in an earlier shiur, is the diaries of Rav Kook, really his own words, unedited. The Sfarim that we have, all the Oros books, they're all edited versions of Rav Kook. They were placed in different orders. Sometimes things were changed, obviously with his permission. It was given to his Talmidim to edit, to his son, to Rav Tzvi Yehuda, to the Nazir of David Cohn. But at the end of the day, it's nice to see the man himself untouched. So this is from the Kovetz Dalid. This can be bought in stores, in Sfarim stores. Shimon Kvatzin. It's worth maybe $10-15 million. So I definitely recommend that you own a copy. There are a number of volumes. And this is Kovetz Dalid. And what we're going to do tonight, we're going to start with Os Ayin Tes, which is on page Chof Tes. Says the Rav, Kol Masha Histaklut Haruchanit Naaseit Yoter Tevit LaAdam. The more one has a spiritual perspective on the world, the more natural it is for you to look at the world from a Ruchanistic perspective. Naasot Kol HaBriyot Yoter Chavivot V'Nechbadot Be'inav. All of the people become more beloved and more honored in your eyes. The more ruchni you are, the more natural it is for you to be ruchni, the more the brios are going to be choviv be'inecha. Ki haruchaniyut hachaya shebechol birya yikara v'niskava hi lemeod. Because the spirituality which lives in every being is very sublime and very dear. Ukefi behirus haskaya haschiyah haruchanit mitnotzetzet hatchuna hatzmit v'amutit shel kol birya neged einav. And the more you have a spiritual perspective on life, the natural spark, the essential spark of every creature shines towards you. In other words, the more ruchni you are, the more spiritual you are, the more you're able to see the godliness in other people. Ve'ein kol guf muglam yochol lalos b'chvodo gam kishiyah malei chemda chitzonis ad osa madrega hachamuda shenitzotzkotem ruchni shevetzir shebebriyos magiyelev. You take the most beautiful body, the most honored body, the really a guy with big muscles, very impressive, very awe-inspiring. That doesn't compare with the smallest spark of ruchnius in the smallest of people. That's the power of the ruchni. The problem is, with his friends, me, and possibly people you know, they see the world from a very gashmistic perspective, very physical, very material perspective. So they don't see the spirituality in every person. They see a person in front of their eyes. They see flesh, they see blood, they see bones, they see a nose, they see eyes, they see ears, they see a nose, they see cheeks, they see shoulders, they see knees, they see a person, they see a goof. But the more you're a ruchni person, the more you see the neshama, you see the koach of the neshama. And Rav Kook, as we know, is talking about himself. He's not talking about something that he read in a book. This is what he sees when he saw people. Ve'avat ha'chayim ve'avat ha'teva. Avat ha'adam ve'avat ha'chevra, ha'uma, ha'mishpacha, ha'atzmutit ha'idealit shel atzman. And the love of life, the love of nature, the love of people, the love of society, the love of the nation, the love of family. They go, they spread, and they unite with the ray, with the shine of the life of lives. And are mushpa, they are influenced from its source. So that's what happens. The love of life goes, they connect to the source of the splendor, to the shine of the life of lives, to godliness, and then it's mushpa from this godliness. V'chol mabat, kol saraf, kol hege v'chol tnu'a. המושפעת ממלא חיים של עצמיות חשובה ועליונה של בעל הסתכלות אצילית זו, מלאים מהם חיים, ברכה, עושר וכבוד. And every look, every thought, every word, every movement that is influenced from this source of life is very, very great, and it's filled with life, with blessing, with honor, with happiness. In other words, when you're on this madrega, when you're in this high madrega, that you're able to see the spirituality and everything, so everything about you, all your thoughts, all your entire perspective, everything you look at, everything you say, is filled with goodness, it's filled with blessing, it's filled with honor. וזהו רז היקר הסגולי שמייחס העולם הגדול לאנשי קודש, שהם הם אוהבים והמכבדים הגדולים של הבריאות. And that's the special secret, that's the special characteristic, and the special תכונה. Sorry, Swedish friends, sometimes I get stuck on words, because Rav Kook's Hebrew is very poetic and hard to translate, so I'm trying to express his words in my words, but he did it much better than I can. In any event, the people, the world, really associates, they attribute greatness to the holy men. Why? Because the holier you are, the more covet you have for the brios. Shekashem ba'ot la'akara zu mekayimim hem akol bahem, ki mechabdai achabed, v'ani o'avi ahev. So what happens is, o'avai ahev. What happens is that when these people, these very, very spiritual people, are able to look at the world and see everything from its spiritual perspective, these holy people are then the greatest mechabdim of the brios. They give people great honor. And then in the end, what happens? In the end, mechabdai achabed, ohavai ahev. So they end up receiving great honor because they are able to give honor to other people. And therefore, they're able to receive this honor because people see, ah, this is a person who appreciates me. And then the world begins to appreciate them. So that's the way I'm learning this passage of Rav Kook. I hope I understood it correctly. And not Hashem atov yichaper. But basically, what Rav Kook is saying is that that's the goal of life, one of them, one of the many, is to become such a spiritual person that you're able to see the goodness and the godliness in every person. And then your entire, all your perspective, all your viewpoints, all your words are influenced, are impacted. By this perspective, by this attitude of holiness, of seeing the good, of seeing all that is kadosh, all that is pure in others. And then the world will begin also to see it in this person. They say, wow, what a great mechabed habrios he is. Because in the mechabdai achabed, those who honor me, I will honor. See, they're giving honor to the world, and the world will start giving them honor. So that's os ayin tesim Rav Kook, and so that's what we have to do. Try to take upon ourselves to become more ruchni, less gashmi, and through this, hopefully be able to see the ruchni as hachayi shebuchol birya, to see the living spirituality in every creature. Okay, that's Os Ayin Tes, and now we're going to move on, if you have the sefer, to Os Pei Aleph. Omer Maran Harav, im mitoch otzem ha-shi'ifa v'hatziyur haruchani ha-yoter nikdash, mistabech ha-adam b'chayim ha-chavrutiim b'eize shvil tzar, if, because of the great striving and the spiritual perspective, the holy spirituality that a person has, and because of that, mistabech ha'adam b'chayim ha'chavrutiim, he gets all caught up in a social life, in a shvil tzar, in a narrow path. Im ba kina ta'ava ve'akavod v'docheket et ha'chavata shel ha'neshama, if the kina and ta'iver kavod that people sometimes feel, the jealousy, the desires, the base desires, the honor that people seek, if that pushes away the extension, the expansion of the neshama, and then sometimes he sees, oh, there's a mixture. I'm saying things that are really, really good and things that are really, really bad. So Rav Kook, don't worry about it. So sometimes when you get caught up in life, you get caught up, you're in a narrow path in your social life. Sometimes this is not going when it comes to other people. The relationships aren't flowing as you would want them to. If you have kin and taiv and kavod, and they're pushing away your neshama, that's what kin and taiv and kavod do. They push away your neshama. And then, because of that, ma'isim v'diburim yotzim muravim mizir me tov v'ra, and then your speech, your thoughts, your deeds are mixed with good and bad. Don't worry about it. Don't step back. Yachzik v'roma musa. You should hold on to your exaltedness. Yishaf od lemala. You should desire to go higher and higher. V'kama sheyesh mehapaslanut b'netiyot ha'gnuzot shelo, yelchu haloch v'hitma'et, v'hatamtzit ha'chaya, ha'shalhevit, shel netzach ha'kodesh, shel teferet godel ha'neshama sheyesh sham, ze yizukach v'yagia le'erko. And all the psoles, if you just hold on, and keep striving upwards, all this psoles, all this bad stuff, all this schmutz, and the in one's inclinations and predilections, they are going to lessen, and the tatzis achaya, the living essence, the fire, the spark of the eternal holiness of a person, of the glory of this great neshama, that will be purified and reach its goal. So in other words, when things are down and it's not going the way you want it to, don't worry about it. Just keep striving upwards and the other stuff is going to fall away. And Mirat Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, you're going to reach your goals. Ruchnius. So we've been zelchit to do now Os Ayin Tes and also Os Pei Aleph. And now we are going to continue B'siyata D'shmaya, Os Pei Dalet, skipping to page Lamed Aleph. Omer Rav, Kinat Sofrim Tarbe Chochma. The kina, the jealousy that Torah scholars have for each other, that increases wisdom. Famous saying of the statement of Chazal, Kinat Sofrim Tarbe Chochma. So what are we supposed to do with this? Below Kinat Sofrim Kol Echad Yotzer Rak Minitiyato Apnimit. Without Kinat Sofrim, everybody is only creating from his internal inclination. And only learns what his spirit directs him towards. In other words, if you're not jealous of anybody, if you're not looking at anybody else, so you're just going with the flow. You're going with what you need. What you feel like you need to learn. So this is very blessed. This is wonderful. So the depth of glory comes dafka from toiling and being successful, and something that you feel an internal need to do. In other words, look inside yourself and see what you need. What do you, sweetest friend, need in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. What do I need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And a lot of good is going to emanate from that.
Aval osher ruach bo yavo mitoch harkavot hamityaldot meribui mikzaot miidiot umasot shonot v'rak mikinat sofrim yavo ha'adam lasok b'mikzaot she'ein lo koach moshech pnimi elehem umitoch kach tarbel chokma. But the richness of spirit will come with the combining of many different mikzaos, many different areas of Torah, and that Kinas Sofrim is going to make you want to get into those other areas. I'll give you an example. Somebody I know very well, he often wears my shoes when I'm wearing them only. And he likes learning Gemara B'Iyun. That's his taiva in this world, to learn Gemara B'Iyun. To learn Rishonim and Achronim and to think and to have good kashas and good terutzim and Minchas Chinuch and things like that. So that's my appetite. Everybody has their own appetite. That's my appetite. And for Bekiyas, I don't have such a strong appetite. But then when I see other people finishing Masechtas, I say, how come I'm not finishing Masechtas? What, I can just sit in a Tosis for 2 weeks and not do any Bekiyas? When am I going to finish? So that Kinas Sofrim is Mar B'Chochma. So my own Dechifa Pnimis, my own internal push, is not to do the Bekiyas, is not to do this Gemara, 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 Nochadaf, Nochadaf, Nochadaf. My Netiyah Pnimis is to just stay on the Daf and go deeper and deeper. But because of the Kinas Sofrim, because I see people around me turning pages, it makes me also want to turn pages. So I talk, I have a Bekiyas Seder, and I force myself, it's not only because of Kinas Sofrim, it's also because I took upon myself to learn a Masechta Leilui Nishmas somebody, but besides that, the Kinas Sofrim Mamish helps me. And I see when I look at other people and what they're learning, so it helps me give me a push in areas that my own natural inclination don't go towards, don't go in that direction. And nevertheless, because of the Kinas Sofrim, I want to follow sometimes what other people are doing, and of course I don't forget my own self and my own needs, but I'm expanded and I'm enriched. Omnam ribui ze kamutihi, aval ku, aval bracha yeshbo gam lahaychut. So you're right. This ribui of chachma is only kamuti. It's only quantitative. So there's going to be now in quantity. There's going to be more das. But there's also a bracha in the world of echos. It's also going to add to my quality. It's going to add to the quality of my learning also. It's going to make me a deeper person and a deeper learner. It's not just how much I know. It's going to make me a more quality person. Ad ashir tivukar adeya v'ha'olam yishtachlel me'ofa yichidit shel kol kisharon ha'metachedet ba'achdut ha'klalit v'az lo yechazon shekol ha'mel v'kol kisharon ha'maseh hu rak kinat yish mereyehu. One day we're going to get to a point where to das, a person's seichel, is going to be in ruling, and the world is going to be perfected from the unique appearance of all different types of talent that is united in one great unit. In other words, what I'm understanding that Rav Kook is saying is, eventually, we're not going to need this anymore. We're not going to have this kinesel from Tar v'chachma. According to a pasuk from Tehillim, from Koheles, that eventually we're not going to need there to be that we do things because of kinesel ish merayel. We're just going to do it because we know that it's the right thing to do. Right now, we need to use the kinesel from. Right now, in this world, that's what we need to do to get us to learn other things. But one day, we're going to have a time, Mirtz Hashem, Lasid Lavo, when we're going to understand on our own the importance of expanding ourselves and enriching ourselves in other areas, and we're going to see how everything comes together so beautifully, and we're not going to need the Kinesi Shmerayu. We're just going to end up doing it on our own. So that's in the future. That's what I'm understanding we're supposed to be saying. But right now, where we're holding right now, it's a good thing sometimes to look at other people, see what they're doing, and then take it upon yourself. I know I don't learn Daf Yomi. Whenever I see Fiomi, today they did another daf. Today they're in Sanhedrin Daf Zion. Tomorrow they're in Sanhedrin Daf Ches. Then Daf Tes. Then Daf Yud. I'm saying, hey, well, how come I'm not plowing through Sanhedrin? So Baruch Hashem, that gives me a little bit of a push to learn more Bikiyus. Everybody with their own Nisyonos in this world, listen, I know people have more difficult Nisyonos than me. Could be there are people with lesser Nisyonos. Everyone with their own Nisyonos in any event, but it's good to look around sometimes to give you a push to do things you wouldn't normally do, which will very much enrich you. So that was Os. Pei Dalet. Now we're going to move on to Os Pei Ches. This is on page Lamed Gimel. Nishmata Adam Behalchavata. Koleleti B'tocha Ta Nishamot HaPratiyot Shel Kol Aburim Kulam. The person's neshama in its expanded form includes within it all the individual neshamas of all the world. Kol Nefesh Chaya Nitzotsu Me'or HaVuka G'dola Klalit. Nishmata Adam. Any living soul is a spark from the great torch of the great soul of man. Only because we see the way we see the world, every individual is an individual. Every individual is separate. All But if you have a good eye, if you have an ayin choder, if you have a penetrating eye, you see the big fire, how there's this adam aklali, there's this one man, there's this one overriding, all-inclusive man who encompasses all of us, as we're one big neshama. And each one of us is one little spark of that major neshama, and if you're good, if you're holy, then You understand, as Rav Kook did, that everybody wants to come back to that Nishma Sa'adam, to be shining in the light of the Nishma Sa'adam. And he's elevated with this spiritual elevation of life and pleasure, and he wants to go back to his source. To the treasure of all life, Shisham Oz v'Chadva, there there's strength, there there's Simcha. Shleimut Muchlata Netzach v'ho, there's completeness, there's eternity, there's glory. Kishora Pnimi Shel HaNishama Mitgale B'Chvodo, Hakol Samech, when the internal light of the Neshama is revealed in its honor, everything is happy. Hakol Margish, everything feels, Shehamachon She'or Tzach Chaim V'Oshir Shalem Mitgale Bo, Hu Itam, V'Hakol Samech U'Mit'Ale. When the internal light of the neshama is revealed in its honor, everything is happy. Everything feels that all of this, the source of life, the treasure of life and pleasure that's revealed in him, is within him, and he's happy. As a person feels connected to that source of all life. Im avnei asada britcha v'chayat asada hashleima lach. Hademion tofes et yisod achdut aliyona zu b'tchila v'asechel mevaro basof. So first, your imagination. I don't know that im avnei asadeh britcha v'chayat asadeh shlamalach. I don't know where that comes from. It's a pasuk, it's a medrash. I don't know. So it's nice to admit when you don't know. So here it is. I don't know. In any event, the imagination sees first, it starts with imagination to understand the Yesod Achdus, and then in the end it goes with the Seichel. And comes the Metzius, the concrete Metzius, and shows its strength in a place where the light of life, the internal light of life, shone in all of its glory, in all of its light. So he says, how do you see this? How do you see that the greatness of these people, the greatness of somebody who's connected to the source of all life, who's connected to the great Adam? I assume the Rav Kook is referring to a Kabbalistic concept, which I can't go into in depth because I don't really understand it myself. But this concept of there being this ideal man, all starting obviously with Adam Arishon, and the Adam is on the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're trying to copy that Adam. I'm sure that there are Kabbalistic allusions here that I'm missing, as there often are when you learn the Kisvei Rav Kook. But you try your best, sweetest friends, that's all we're doing. So he says, look at this, what happens? First you have Dimyon, and you understand the Yesod of Achdus, that we're all really connected. And then from this Dimyon, then comes the Seichel, and the Seichel clarifies it. And then you look at the Metzius HaMamashis. He says, look at the Metzius. He says, let's say there's light. Let's say the light of life is shining in a person. Well, that's how tzaddikim perform miracles in all the generations. It's the pure faith of people. If you have pure faith, then it's alive for you. This great truth, this Emes Hagdola, that the tzaddikim had this koach, because they connected to the source of all life, they connected to their neshama, they connected to the source of all neshamas. And that's higher than anything of an individual man. That's the source of all light, the source of all life. So here Rav Kook is saying is, l'chora, that a person has to realize that he's just one spark of this great world of Ruchnius, and to desire, one should desire, as the Neshama does, to connect to the source of it all, to that Nishmata Dharma Chavata. We talked about when the man's soul expands, we have to expand ourselves till we get to the point of, he writes, Kol Nefesh Chaya Nitzotzu Mi'ora Avuka Gdola Kalit Nishmata Adam. Every Nefesh Chaya, every individual person, all comes from this original Nishmas HaAdam, the soul of man. So our job is to connect ourselves to this soul of man. And he says somehow that connecting yourself to this soul of man will allow one to do miracles. And that's what the tzaddikim did. That's what these purely super duper Ruchni people did. So now we're going to move on to Os Pei Tes, the next letter. V'nishmatoye sodit shel Noach nitgalu kol yitzurei olam kol ha'chaim kulam. And the fundamental neshama of Noach, all the creations of the world were revealed. All of life. In other words, everybody came to Noach. They were all drawn there naturally. Like a branch goes to its root. His internal desire to go with God were matim, fit with his inclination to populate the world. He was both a tzaddik, he wanted to go with God, and he was also an Isha Dama. He wanted to inhabit the world, populate the world, establish the world, build the world physically, materially. So the connection of these two abilities, these two talents of Noach, to be an Ish Tzadik, the Torah calls him, and also an Isha Dama, it's a man of the land. So in better generations, it would have shined even more. אבל המתיאד מתית סוף סוף יש לה איזה משקל מכביד שאבות השליחו מעלם את מסעה וכל מסע החיים של המון יצורים הכלול בנשמתם הגדולה והכללית נתהפך לתוכן גדול המיר של נשמת אדם גדולה הקרואה בשם השם כל עולם ומסללת נתיב לדורות ללכת בדרך השם לעשות צדקה ומשפט. But the inclination, הנתיאד מתית, the inclination of the land, of being connected to the land, of being miyashiv the land, settling the land, has eze mishkal machbid, has a weight that heavily weighs upon us. And the avos, our forefathers, they threw that away, they threw that off them. And because of that, all of the burden of life, of the many, many creations that are included in the great neshamas of our avos, turned into one great content,
Tochen Gadol Umeir, and shining of the great soul of man, who's called Shem Hashem Kel Olam. So that's that Nishmas Adam Gadola. Maybe that's the Neshama he's referring to in the previous. That Neshama of man on the Kisei. Right? We said in God's Kisei HaKavod, there's an Adam. So that's he calls the Neshama, Nishmas Adam Gadola, Shem Hashem Kel Olam. In the name of God, the God of the world. And then it paves its way through the generations to go in the path of Hashem, Lasut Stako Mishpat. So on one hand, it's important to be an Isha Adama, as he said about Noach. But there's something about being an Adama, being in this earth, that brings you down. So therefore, the goal of the Avos was to elevate, as they did, all of creation, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to call out, B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. Netapech l'tochen gadol amir shel nishmat Adam gdola, HaKor'ah, I made a mistake. The Nishmas Hashem is not the Nishmas Adam HaGadol is not the Hashem Kel Olam. It's not the Adam on the Kisei. Rather, it's Nishmas Adam HaGadol HaKorah B'Shem Hashem. This Nishama calls out in the name of God. That's what Avraham Avinu did. That's a pasuk about Avraham Avinu. V'yikur B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. So Avraham Avinu called out in the name of God. So in other words, he was mashlich. He threw from himself this Nitiyad Matit. He's not called Noach. He's called an Isha Adama. But the others are not called Anshi Adama. They elevated themselves higher. And that's supposed to elevate us for all the Doros. Now we move on. That was a little bit obtuse. We move on to Os Tzadi Aleph. Hatzedek lo yaskim leolam al haresha. Aval haskira elyona poleset et hakol b'mishkala. So just to clarify, in the previous keta that we just read, because that was a little bit unclear the first time, but now it's becoming clear, that when he says here, the nishmas adam gedola, that's the neshama, that's what calls out in the name of God. In the previous passage, we talked about how this neshama, how all of our individual neshamas have to strive towards that much higher neshama, the nishmas adam, that encompasses the neshama of all men, which could theoretically be the adam on the kisei. That I don't know. Again, I'm not familiar with all of Rav Kook's Kabbalistic references, and he also doesn't tell us where he's taking it from. So I'm sure that we're missing a lot, but we're also gaining a lot. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We're now in Os Tzadi Aleph. Hatzedek lo yaskim leolam al haresha. Aval haskira yona poleset et hakol b'mishkala. Umitoch ha'idiyah klalit sheyesh l'rasha gam kein tzorach ba'olam muchrach she'osh metziut zeh liot nefkad v'cheshbon avodah elohit. Tzedek, righteousness, will never agree with evil. However, if you have a skira yona, if you have a elevated search, so everything has its weight, and you have to know that even rasha has its place in the world, even evilness, even evil. Evilness is probably not a word. And the root of this Metzius is also part of the Cheshbon of godly service. It's all part of the world as well. Aval chalila sheikenes begvul ha-musar, chalila sheyukar resha letzedek, v'chalila sheyomar l'rasha tzedikata. So yes, says Rav Kook, Rishayim have a place. However, God forbid that the resha should be called tzedek. You're not allowed to say to a resha, you're a tzedek. Yes, you have a place in God's world, there's a purpose. But don't say the guy, he's a tzedek. אל ארץ גזרה משולח הוא הסעיר הנשא את האבונות המדברה, מקום אשר לא יעבור באיש ולא יושב אדם שם. So what do? You take the star of Azazel and you throw it over the cliff where there's nobody. היישוב צריך להיות מתוקן באור חיים של צדק ומשפט, והקודש והתואר הם יהיו מכריאב ומרוממי קרניו. So yes, it's true that there is a place for Rasha in the world, but what do we do with this Rasha? It says that we take the scapegoat on Yom Kippur, and we throw it over the cliff. What's the idea of throwing the scapegoat over the cliff? The answer is to show that there's no room for Rasha in this. We have to get rid of the Rasha. We have to be miyashiv the world with tzedek and mishpat. So if there's Rasha, there's Rasha. We have to know it's part of God's plan. But our goal, as much as we possibly can, is to rid ourselves of this evil and make the world into a pure world. So that's what we're all trying to do. And the only problem is there is evil. So as long as there is evil here, realize it's part of God's plan. It's part of His cheshbon. However, the symbolism, throwing the Sar Lazozo, throwing this scapegoat over the cliff, is to try to show that, hey, we want to get rid of this Rasha, we want to get rid of this evil, and we want the world to be based, to be mushtat, to be predicated on a life of tzedek and mishpat and kodesh and tar, purity and holiness, etc., etc. And that's what should be machriyav and maronin ekranav, that's what should be exalting the horns of this creation of ours. So now we're going to do the last keta of this get-together.
התפילה היא אחת האמצעים היותר תרבותיים להשיג את המבוקשים.
Tefila prayer is one of the more tarbutiim. It's one of the more cultural means to achieve our goals.
Bein hamavukashim, we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, bein hamavukashim haruchaniim, bein hagashmiim, bein klaliim, bein hapratiim, whether it's ruchnius, gashmius, general and specific, v'shleimus shel hatfila, hidafka kishaosek ima b'chol darkei ha'pulot shel hasagat hamavukashim.
But the shleimus of tfila is dafka when you, together with tfila, you do ishtadlus. You have to also act. V'racha b'chol asher tase, God will bless you, everything you do, but you have to do.
Sh'az mitachedet hatfila im emtzaim kulam.
And then tefillah goes together with what you did with your ishtadlus.
Umofiyah lehem et koach ha'chaim v'apula matzlachat.
And will appear upon you the power of life and its successful actions.
In other words, together you daven, which is a very wonderful way of achieving what you want, of getting what you want, but it also has to come with ishtadlus.
And then you'll have to get the two together. Et koach ha'chaim v'apula matzlachat will be successful.
Hatfila mansicha.
Ruach shel atzlut, einat tefila shlema.
If you're davening, and that brings upon you a spirit of laziness, that's not a complete tefila.
V'simanu shelo nekleta yafa,
ba'omek nafshoa ha'toalat ha'gdola v'besudola shel ha'tefila.
And it's a sign that a person hasn't completely absorbed the great value of tefila.
V'nei harbei kirot barzel shel kushiyot v'sheilot,
ha'menakfot et ha'lev ha'chalash ha'katan,
al ikar yisod ha'tefila v'erka.
שאז אף הפי שמתגבר נגד הרחו רב ומסכים באמונה להאמין בתפילה הרי הוא אצלו רק בתור סגולה שאמונת פעולתה רפויה היא ולא בתור פעולה מסודרת מחוקי העולם.
What does the people think? Some people, it's hard for them even to believe that tefillah helps. They don't really believe tefillah helps. I'm convinced. Watch the way people daven. They don't really believe it's helping, but this is it.
Some people don't believe it, and they daven anyway, because that's what they do. And some people, he says, do believe it, but they don't really believe it. They just force themselves to believe it. They're mezgaber on their ahurim, on their tzvekas. But it's only at school it's a good luck charm. They don't really believe that it works.
So, l'zeit nasei adam bebina pnimit ubeachdeo et kol amel v'kol kisharon lasik mevukasho et hakisharon hagadol shel tfila shebemet kol hakishonot ha'israelim tuluim mehem ba.
And therefore, a person has to elevate himself with internal understanding. Take all of his amal, all of his kishon, all of his toil to achieve what he wants. And then, together with that, you have to be ma'ached. Together with all of your amal and all your kishon, the kishon agadol of tefillah, which is an important ability that we have, that all of our Jewishness depends on. Now, as Rav Kook is saying here is, just because you're davening, two things I think, just because you're davening, don't be lazy. You also have to do, now we understand. And also, don't just believe that tefillah is, that's a skula, maybe it'll help, maybe it won't help. No, we have to realize the power of our tefillah, and that's supposed to bring us to more action. Because we realize that's what our tefillah is doing, it's setting us up for success. So we definitely, one of the things that we have to mischazik in is tefillah. We should all be zochem et Hashem, to be mischazik in tefillah. We should see the world with the more ruchniistic eyes. We should connect to the source of all neshamas, place of simcha. We're connected to everything, to the united soul of man. And we should strengthen our faith in the tzaddikim, who will perform miracles. We should have a little kinasofrim to expand our knowledge and things that we wouldn't normally learn. We should go maila maila, v'toru v'yiris shemayim tahora, v'toch simcha v'tuv leiva, v'men ken yiratzen shalom shalom, shalom.